Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today, Easter weekend. We know that Betty Rock did a Easter egg hunt for her friends, which was really cool, complete with trophies and all.
I spray painted some plastic Easter eggs, spray painted them gold, and then I found these little plastic trophies at Hobby Lobby, $6 for $2, and
wow,
bought that, hot glued the eggs onto them, and
what were the awards for? Because you were just finding eggs, so how did you break out the awards, like tried the hardest, or
there were two. So we did them in teams of two, and there were four teams, so eight people all together, right? 2, 4, 6.
Yeah,
yes. And so the winning team got trophies, and they each said team egg-cellence.
Nice, of course, good.
And then the second place and third place teams, they got a participation award.
And then the losers,
the one that came in last, it said something like bad egg team or something like that.
There you go.
So,
but it looked like you guys had a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Gavin celebrated by going to the vet and paying vet bills. That's always fun.
Vet bills, yeah. That was fine. That was on Friday. And the rest of Friday was good. That was on Thursday. Well, it's a good start to the weekend. But Friday was good. Saturday was good. Sunday was good. Hung out with friends like all weekend.
Oh, nice.
And honestly, like, it was decently exhausting, which I don't know if that's complaining about a good thing or not, but it was a good weekend.
Yeah, I went to the Tomlin show on like his Good Friday that he does show in Nashville, and it was good. Like I saw about half of it because I was out in the booth in the lobby meeting people and stuff, and so that was good. And my wife wanted to see every bit of it, and she did. She was in from song one till last song, and then we left.
How long is like song one to?
Over 2 hours.
Oh my,
I think,
goodness.
It was 2.5 hours roughly from like time
that
it was started.
Tiring.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. I saw about half the show, so that was good. Hey, Phil, how you doing, man? Phil, engineer.
Are we actually recording?
Yeah, we're doing our aftercast here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
great.
Yeah, we'll check back in with you.
Okay.
Sorry, we'll fix it later. We figured something out.
Okay, cool. If you take everything out of one that you don't want.
Yeah, we did that, found our profile, even though we can't see it, but then it's not feeding our other computer, so I'm sending to Vox Pro, so we might have a different issue.
All right, cool.
There you go. Thanks, Phil.
Different issue.
You guys. Have fun.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's Engineer Phil.
A little behind the scenes.
Yeah.
He was the one here that was with Wally when he impaled himself with a limb.
The stick up my nose. Yeah,
yes.
Went dirt bike riding. So
yes.
Anyway, nice weekend. It was nice having that 3-day weekend
because
every day felt like a day behind. Like Friday felt like Saturday to me. Saturday felt like Sunday, and then Sunday was just bonus round. But it was weird. Like we didn't do, it's so strange doing Easter without having a kid in the house, because every year I would do a hunt for Haley with Easter egg clues. I would write rhyming clues and she would find her present that way. And I love doing that. You know, it's fun.
Like up until she was left
23,
the house?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and so then I would do a present or a basket for Marty too. And this year we had decided, okay, we're not doing any Easter for either of us. And I stuck to it. And I usually don't. And she, when she says she's not doing anything, she doesn't do anything. And I always break that. And this year I did not do it. And it was very nice. It was kind of freeing, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You can sit back and enjoy the holiday.
We really did. Yeah. Like we got up and we cooked because we were, our friends that left, her mom still lives here. So we had her mom over. And we got up in the morning. It was really leisurely because we went to church on Saturday night. So we didn't have to do church. And we got up and we kind of each cooked our part of the meal that we were going to do. And it was a lot of fun. It was pretty laid back. And it taught me that, yeah, gifts really, and I'm like a gifts person, and it was nice to not have to go through all the stress and the extra energy.
See, that's what I like about Halloween. You don't have to worry about it. You can still have fun.
Halloween, yeah.
That's so
or
random.
Thanksgiving, yeah. Thanksgiving's
yeah,
another good
too.
One, too. So
yeah.
Anyway, so I came across this story, and Rock, maybe you'll be inspired by this. I don't know. There's a 40-year-old lady from Washington that decided to go on like 34 first dates. So that's all she wanted to do was do first dates.
That's tough.
But what she did was she went to London and started from there and then kind of found people online and did like 34 first dates in 19 different countries.
Oh, wow.
So she had like exotic things like a hot air balloon ride over the Serengeti or like really cool dates too as part of this. And so she said, I went paragliding on one date. It was fun. I'm a big adventure junkie. But she did say that she connects through men online. And if you're in a different country, you think sketch, you know, like, hey, you're going to get trafficked. But she says, I know how to be careful. I don't share my personal information with strangers. I stay connected to friends and family. I don't let anyone know exactly where I'm staying. I don't give out my number until I've met you. I share my location with people back in the States in multiple time zones just to cover my bases. Wow. It's a lot of work to date.
It is. And it's changed a lot since like the 40s and 50s and 60s that online dating has made it a little bit more difficult.
Absolutely. She said she was inspired, though, to start this by her mom, who died after a long battle with Alzheimer's. And she never got to fully live out her retirement dreams. And she figured like life isn't guaranteed. Retirement isn't even guaranteed. So I want to create the life that I want now. And she went out and kind of did that. She said, you know, she's met a bunch of really cool people and she's up front with each man about her mission. And so she's found that more men are willing to open up since there's no pressure for a second date. Because it's like, okay, we're not trying to find a relationship here, you know, per se. It's a fun first date.
But so she's not trying to find lasting love. She's just doing it.
She's trying to get free experiences like hot air balloon rides and paragliding, you know.
I view this differently now. They're not even first dates. They are just dates.
Yeah. And like for this lady, I was like, oh, it's first date. For every guy, though, it's like, okay, I'm going to be the one. I'm going to be the one that
don't
changes her, that captures her heart. Like, I don't think there's guys.
I don't think she wants to be captured.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean, in more ways than one.
Yeah, literally. But she, that's her strategy. So I don't know, maybe something you want to go into.
No.
The headaches of, if 90 Day Fiancé has taught us nothing, the headaches of dating and marrying somebody from out of your own country, it's just not worth it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We have a friend that we used to work with here that married, he was South African, right?
I think he was from Argentina.
She's Argentine. Oh, no, maybe he is. I thought she was Argentinian.
I can't remember.
Maybe he is. I forget. But it was like.
But they could both speak the same language. On 90 Day Fiancé, there are some situations where the couples can't even do that.
No, and that's crazy. Like, I just have to believe that there are enough people here in America that it's not worth the headaches of dating in a foreign country. Because, okay, say you fall in love with somebody. Getting a visa is a nightmare. Two of my nephews are both married to women from different countries, and they're having to do the 90-day fiancé K-1 visas and go through all of those headaches. And I'm like, you couldn't have found somebody here, you know?
Yeah. And I think, too, it's come to the point where it's like, you know, I've been single for so long that I'm kind of stuck in my ways.
Yeah.
And so if I, like, I wouldn't mind finding someone, but I'm not going to hustle for it.
Right.
Because I know that I'm going to have to compromise a lot with him and that he's going to get on my nerves as well. And so if it's meant to happen, it'll happen kind of thing.
Yeah. You are set in your ways and there's nothing wrong with that. Like you know who you are, you know what you want. And you, I think I see a little bit of that in my daughter too, because she was an only child and she's very regimented in what she knows and will and will not accept and things like that. And so I could see that. Like the older you get too, I think it you take dating that's already difficult, and then the older you get, it makes it harder because you do get set, and your tolerance for games, your tolerance for nonsense goes way down.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So I get that. What do you got?
Taking a poll in the room, who of us can't not sing along with this when you hear it?
Oh, no, I did. I think I did.
Well, you're not alone in it. So there was a stage musical version of this film. It's from
The Bodyguard.
Yeah. There was a stage musical version of the film and it was performed. But unfortunately, a brawl broke out in the audience after some of the attendees refused to stop singing to every song that was performed, making the other attendees angry enough to cause a riot. Eventually, they had to just just shut the whole thing down. They had stopped so many times to tell people, like, you need to calm down. But people couldn't, and they just had to sing along.
It's weird when you're in a show and they break, like, the show. They break the character for the show because, like, something technical happens. I've been in a couple of shows that where they had to do that. And then they restart and everybody gets back in. But to do that multiple times over people fighting in the crowd would be super disconcerting if you're on stage.
Well, yeah, that's very true. Who knows? That was in the UK. Who knows if they will promote that over to America? I'm not sure. Or if it'll cause the same riots as it did over there. But I don't know.
I was at Hamilton, and the lady next to me thought she was in the cast.
Oh, no.
She was singing every word, well, rapping every word of every song, and then singing along, and, like, the whole first act. And it really was, like, taking the fun out of it for me.
Did you say anything?
No, I did the look at her a couple times, and I did the passive-aggressive stuff. Like, can you believe this? like
yeah, because you're not paying to hear someone else.
No.
Do the songs. Like, you want to see the professionals do it.
Because Hamilton's a great show to see, you know, and it was ruining it. And then she finally, I don't know if other people were getting annoyed or somebody said something, but or she just didn't know the second act, but she calmed down. And the second act was more fun. But the first act is the best act of Hamilton. Like, it's where all the songs that you know are in that first act. Mm. The second act has a bunch more deeper cuts. That you're like, oh, okay, I don't really know that one. But
you didn't see anybody, like, approach her or anything?
No, I didn't. I didn't. But I know I wasn't the only one that was bothered, because it's one of those things where you're looking at other people like, are you see what I'm seeing? You see that? You hear this? And they're like, yeah, I know, right? And, like, even people you don't know. And it totally takes you out of that moment. Like, because you're not watching the show anymore. Like, I'll do that. I'll get so stressed about something that's happening around me in something. And that becomes my sole focus.
Oh, I know. I've seen it.
I don't enjoy anything else after that. Mm-hmm. So. Do you have any birthdays?
I do. Let's see. We're going to catch up on a few. Some of these are late. Brayton celebrated a birthday on the 6th. Said, I really enjoy building with Legos. I just got a 3D printer.
Oh, nice. I would like to have a 3D printer. Cool. Yeah. I don't know what I would print with it, though. You know? I'd make a couple things, and, like, then you're like, okay, well, that was fun. 3D printer over, you know?
Noah celebrated a birthday on the 8th. So happy birthday, Noah.
I might 3D print an Ark. That'd be fun.
You could 3D print a 3D printer.
You could do that.
Mm. CJ celebrated a birthday on the 9th as well. Happy birthday. And then let's answer the question from CJ. If each of you were granted one wish, but you had to use it to bless someone else, who would you use it on and how would you bless them?
That's a good question.
Great question.
I would ask somebody for what their biggest desire was. Like say if I was talking to you, Rock, and you're like, you know what, I really would like to be married. I would give you that. My wish for that would be yours. Not that you need a man.
Thank
but
you.
I would ask you first before I bless
Thank
you with
you.
That.
Thank you.
Gavin, I would bless him with a new home for Jasper.
His
dog that drives him nuts right now.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. In an ironic but, like, half serious sense.
He doesn't want to admit it.
No, I still love him, but yeah, no, I probably need to stop complaining about him, because if I keep complaining, then I'm never going to shift in my brain the things I need to do. Yeah, that I need to do better. That there are things I can do better to make him a better, like, I don't sit there and, like, go through rigorous training because I've been lazy about it. But if I was harder working with him, he'd be a better dog.
Okay, well, there you go. Take some ownership. He's got you trained. Jasper really has trained you.
I know.
You just took all the blame. Baylou.
I would use it on, if I used it on you, Gavin, I would use it to give you a catheter.
Oh, that's
just
a good
so
idea.
Then you wouldn't have to go to the bathroom all
forever,
the time.
Like in a forever. Little catheter. That
then you wouldn't,
fun.
And you wouldn't have any medical bills or anything. Like, it would just automatically be installed.
Okay, that'd be cool. Nice. You could also just make the wish that I, like, had a stronger bladder.
Yeah,
like, not the embarrassing,
like a man bladder.
Yeah, like not the addition of something that
I have
to carry around.
Like an old woman's bladder.
Yeah, I'd like to just have a man's bladder.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I wonder if they can do that surgery. I mean, they can do everything else.
Nah, mine is, they probably can just, you know, enlarge it.
Yeah. I wonder if you identify as a man's bladder.
For you, Wally, I think I would use it on Marty, because I know she would need it more than you.
Absolutely.
What would I wish, though, for her? What does she need? maybe like, oh, a mute button for you. So I'd give her this, I'd wish for her this little remote control that she could push the mute button.
Yeah.
And you could move your lips as much as you want, but nothing's coming out. It will frustrate you and it'll make her happy and me happy too. Right.
So, especially when I start complaining about stuff.
Yeah. So a mute button controller.
I get it. Gavin?
Okay. So if my wish, if I was making a wish on behalf of both of you or either one of you at a time, I'd probably wish that you just had more hours in the day, Wally.
Thank you.
I feel like there's days that you just wish you had more time to dedicate all of the time you needed to the project you wanted and some of the time to your wife and
people. I worked a decent amount over the holiday, but not a lot. Like, I was getting ahead on things for some stuff we have coming up this week and a video project I have and stuff. And it was really weird. Like, but I went to the concert with my wife. We spent Saturday together. And then I would kind of like, while she was cooking, I would be doing some work, you know, and stuff like that. So I was kind of working sporadically. And by Sunday night, she's like, all right, well, our show's going to be on in half an hour. I'm like, I probably got another hour worth of work and we can catch up to it. She's like, okay, well, I need some time too. I'm like, wait, what? Like, we've been together for 3 days. She's like, I feel like we've had people all around us. And I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah. And so, like, I need more hours in the day for sure.
Okay. Hmm. And then if I'm making a wish on your behalf, Betty, I'd wish that all the things that you love to eat / drink, they would never have a negative implication on you or your body.
Because right now they don't. They will, hopefully.
Yeah.
Please, Lord, one day.
You mean like weight wise? Yes.
Well, just in the sense that I think you think to yourself, I shouldn't have this again, or I shouldn't have that. I probably shouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
Deep do it. But like, then if that wasn't the case, then you could.
Oh, well, thank you.
Keep on with what you do without ever thinking about the consequences.
I appreciate that. Yeah, because I do consider, like they always say, you need to exercise and you need to eat healthy. And that is so difficult.
Yeah,
to
it's like lift that weight off of your brain, basically.
Right, I would love to lift that off my brain. I could do it. It would just be really bad for me.
Well, right now you don't really need to because your metabolism's still good.
But it's not just, you always say I'm fine because of the metabolism, right. But it's not just that. It's about the health situation as well.
Right, you want to feel good. I gave up on that. Like, I know I'm not going to feel good internally, but it's going to, or look good externally. But man, I love it.
Well, and that's the problem because I don't have good self-control when it comes to food, and everything that's good tastes good is bad, and everything that doesn't taste good is good.
Yeah.
So I wish that I could like everything that's supposed to be good for my body.
Oh, that would be a good
there you
wish.
Go. That could be the wish too.
I did yoga for all of us. Over the weekend twice.
You what?
Yoga twice.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like 10-minute yoga, and it's more like stretching stuff, which was actually good because I can't touch my toes. Like, if I bend over, I cannot touch my toes. I can get about middle of my shin. And so I'm like, okay, the older I get, I'm like, I probably, and I, if I go to take my jacket off, I can't reach around behind my back to grab the sleeve to take it off. I have such little mobility. I've hurt both my shoulders, and so like...
Pickleball.
Yeah. And so, but I didn't drop out of the Masters like Tiger Woods for plantar fasciitis. I kept playing. And so, but that's what I do. I'm kind of a hero. But like, I'm like, I think I could see like this 10-minute thing is kind of nice. Like, I don't like these 30-minute yoga things. Although the yoga people are weird. Like, there used to be a yoga that Marty wanted to do. My wife, Bob from Biggest Losers Weight Loss Yoga. And it was more to lose weight, but it wasn't the whole Hindu yoga thing. Mm-hmm. Like the one that we found on Netflix, it's so funny because they're just like, peace in the heart, calmness in the soul, namaste. And you're just like, shut up. You know, like just stretch. Let's just stretch. We don't need all that nonsense. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this pose is the god, somebody that was stretching his legs across the land. Like it's
making
it's
yoga like
ridiculous.
I understand that like some yoga is rooted in like a spiritual
correct
thing. So for those people, like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, why are you doing this? Because that is what they do. But yeah, if I'm just doing it for the sake of doing it, just like, say, all right, stretch for 10 seconds. I'm not going to say a thing.
Okay. Yeah, just grab your feet and then we'll do this. Like that was fine for me. But it actually was weird. It did feel better. And I woke up the next day like, oh, it wasn't hurting as much. I'm like, okay. So I'm going to keep trying it a little bit longer.
Some validity.
But I only want the 10-minute ones. I don't want any more than that. It's 10 minutes a day. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's your limit. Yeah, I get that. Absolutely. I'd be the same way.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for our aftercast. And we'll do this all again tomorrow. And as always, thanks for being a potty.